Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Juma, and this is Leaf Style, where education, culture, and cannabis collides. Welcome, we got a great show. Today we have attorney Michael Minardi. Also joining us, Chris Sunshine. And also today we want to welcome as our new co-host for this season, Dr. Lynn. Welcome, welcome, woo, everyone.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me. How's everything going? We ready for season four, family?
I think we're definitely ready. How are you guys feeling?
Thank you so much for having us on. We greatly appreciate it. And thank you for what you do to get this lifestyle out there and get people educated on this industry. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Michael. Chris, how you feeling today?
Man, I'm pumped. I feel sharper. I feel more focused, more capable than ever. I've been waking up very motivated, especially about this campaign. This campaign has an energy. It has a feeling that I haven't felt in a while since we passed, Amendment 2 here in Florida. The energy in the air feels the same. So I'm feeling very motivated.
Great, great, great. So let me give a proper introduction. We mentioned the names Michael Minardi, but if you do not know, this is a man who has dedicated his career to defending those with cannabis violations, marijuana violations, has been dedicated in the whole cannabis field, has been an activist, and we're going to be able to hear a little bit about his story and sort of his track record and really defending the plant, freeing the plant, and the people that are involved with the plant. And also, Chris Sunshine of Sunshine Cannabis, the founder of Sunshine Cannabis, obviously a local Floridian, born and raised, that's dedicated right to the plant, dedicated to freeing the plant, dedicating to cultivating the plant, Chris Sunshine. And again, we'll love to bring you on and hear more from our co-host, Dr. Lynn.
All right, family. Thank you so much for having me. Once again, my name is Dr. Safia Lynn, proud to be here, emergency medicine physician practicing in South Florida. And I've been prescribing medical cannabis for over 4 years now. So got involved in the inception of its legalization for medical use down here at the end of 2017 and started to brand myself as Ask Dr. Lynn to make myself available for patients to gather more information regarding cannabis and access and education to their medical marijuana cards in the state of Florida. I've been learning about Michael and his track record for years now through following the Cannabis News Florida. So I'm happy to be able to refer people to you. I'm happy about the work you're doing, and I've been following your history and longevity for several years now. So proud to be on this interview with you and learn a little bit more. Tell me about Regulate Florida and its actual mission for 2022.
Well, Regulate Florida's mission is to stop getting people arrested for cannabis. Adults 21 plus should no longer have to worry whether or not they're walking down the street, driving down the street, or in their own home about getting prosecuted right and persecuted, really. A war on our citizens for a plant. It's got to stop, and that's what Regulate Florida is all about. And we will continue to do everything that we can until we get it done.
Amen.
Great, amen. Great. And speaking about Regulate Florida, can you go in to some of the details, a little bit more of the details on the differences here, sort of the home grow aspect, the fact that retail, actual sales will not be legalized under this bill. Can you talk a little bit about the specifics and how this will actually play out in real time?
So, you know, the reason for this is multiple. As everyone has seen, probably because the buzz around the cannabis industry this year has been huge with regards to our Florida Supreme Court, right? They blocked down the floor-grown lawsuit and said, nope, our current vertical integration system is currently legal. They destroyed and negated the MILF petition, the Make It Legal Florida petition, and said that was unconstitutional and couldn't be placed on the ballot. And they also knocked down our original petition, Regulate Florida's, earlier this year. So we wanted to make sure that we had something that could get on the ballot. And so from our experience and our information talking to attorneys throughout the state, there potentially is an issue of violation of a single subject rule. So when we do ballot petitions, we have to basically pass two qualifications. The first is Supreme Court review. The Supreme Court reviews it for a single subject, meaning is it all, you know, the same issue? And number two, they review it for whether or not it's misleading. So in order to make sure that we can get something on the ballot, we thought and we believe, number one, we needed something with single subject, home grow, personal use of adult use of cannabis, 21 plus is that single subject. And number two, instead of going to the, you know, the business aspect of it, we wanted to give the power to the people and to the patients, right? Because this is a plant and it just, it needs to happen. And this way, it's the great equalizer for this system. You know, in all, probably a small portion of people will cultivate. But, you know, we believe that that was the best way to allow and legalize personal use for people, the possession of it, the transportation of it, in order to prevent arrests from people, and figure the legislature can deal with writing the laws for sales and regulations and that nature.
Got it. And will this impact medical at all?
It absolutely should not. Unfortunately, our legislature as well, years ago, put what's called a poison pill into 381.986, which is our current medical marijuana law, which stated that if any other law passed or constitutional amendment passed in regards to legalization or medical marijuana, that amendment, what we know is our medical marijuana market would basically be null and void, right, within 6 months after that passing. So we, in our amendment, the only thing that we do is protect medical marijuana by repealing note 1A of 381.986 to make sure that our medical patients will still be taken care of this robust market that we currently have.
It's taken us over 4 years to actually identify all those qualifications for medical marijuana and to be able to have various modalities for access for patients in terms of topical, vape, flower, finally, edibles, finally, you know, suppositories, all of those things. So there's nothing that you're doing and proposing that should in any way counteract the progress that medical marijuana has made with the division down here. So it's really baffling that they're even saying that when this gets approved, let's speak it into existence, when this gets approved, this will now affect the current legalization and require that it be reevaluated.
Right. Well, luckily,
absolutely,
ours
won't.
I mean, I'm sure they will reevaluate it, but ours doesn't require that, and it should leave it stable in the current system that it is. That's the intent of it. So that they can't. I mean, they can go and change the laws on it, but we do also believe patients have protections under Amendment 2.
Right.
So there's, you know, conflicts in the legislation that we've seen over the years and the actual language of Amendment 2. A couple of things we're working on legally as well in order to fight for patients' rights in regards to what we believe Amendment 2 says versus what legislation says and entities and industries across the state are saying.
Chris's donation and Sunshine Cannabis's donation to this Regulate Florida proposal is one of the largest donations individual per company, would you say?
It absolutely is. And it's definitely the largest Regulate has ever received from an individual donor. And, you know, it's great when actually people do what they say they're going to do. And he's been saying it since the beginning. And, you know, he did it. And we need more people to step up and do that and get involved in this. This is for the people and for the patients. And we need everyone to get involved. And it's just smart, sensible policy, just the bottom line. I mean, we know state after state in this country has done reports like New York, New Jersey, analyzing, you know, the cost benefit analysis versus the criminalization of this industry versus the legalization of this industry. And as we know, there's now 19 states in this country that have legal cannabis.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chris, tell us about that $100,000 that Sunshine Cannabis has donated to Regulate Florida.
Well, you know, it's money. You can't take it with you. So people are going to remember you by, you know, what you did with it and what you used it for. Mike doesn't know this. He doesn't know this. And you guys don't know this, but I'm announcing another $50,000 donation today. And we haven't even talked about that. I haven't even hinted at it. I'm going to do a $50,000 match as of today, and that's going to run through the rest of the month. I'm going to match up to $50,000 for any and all contributions out there. My personal money, not any, you know, buddy's money, but mine, right out of my pocket. I've been very fortunate and blessed to be part of this legal industry. you know, as a Floridian who existed during the war on drugs here, when things were really, you know, at their worst, it impacted me. You know, it impacted me. I have a lifelong, you know, fear of knocks on the door still. You know, I mean, if I see a van outside, you know, I still think it's the SWAT team. I mean, I lived in fear for many, many, many years, for decades. And, you know, the prohibition of cannabis and, you know, the demonization of this plant and people literally being thrown in a cage, like taking people, throwing them in a cage like an animal over a plant is insane. There's no other word for it, right? It's insanity. It's insanity. Like we will be judged, I believe, civilizations ahead of us, you know, 1,000 years from now, they're going to look back on now like the Dark Ages. Like, do you know that they used to throw people in jail? You know, they'll have like history books or whatever. It'll probably be like projected on the wall, you know, in the future. Like there won't be books, but and kids won't believe it, you know, and people will be like, no way. Did they really do that? You know, it's like talking about people used to drink water out of lead lined aqueducts. You know, we hear that now. We're like, they were lined with lead. Like, what were they doing? You know, so you know, my personal belief, and you know what I feel in my heart, and put all the business stuff aside. I mean, you know, obviously I'm a businessman, but I'm an advocate first. I'm an activist, and I always promise myself, right? I mean, it's not even about promising other people. I don't need to promise other people. I promised myself I was going to try to get this done, and if I was ever given a platform and an opportunity, that I was going to do everything that I could do. So I'm trying to live up to that promise to myself, because I'm a grower, you know, I'm a grower. It's what I love to do. I love the plant, and take the money out of it. You know, you don't need to always combine these two things. They don't always need to be plant but, money, you know, and our petition is really more about the plant and getting it in the hands of the people. And, you know, it's not a business petition. It has nothing to do with sales and recreational. It's about access and people not being thrown in a cage anymore for the plant.
Yes, but that being said, we understand that, but come on, 150K is 150K, and we know that money is needed to put this petition in front of the people. So we have to salute you for that. I'm glad for the announcement here, an extra 50K.
50,000, we're putting it out there.
Serious business
there,
Chris.
We're going to match. So, you know, hopefully that'll be 100 grand. It doesn't take big donations. You know, if you're listening to this show, go to regulatefloridacom/donate. Go there right now, regulatefloridacom. You can donate $20, $50. I'm going to match it. And Mike, you got my word. You guys are my witnesses. I'm going to match it. You donate 10 grand. I'm going to match it. So hopefully my 50 will turn into 100.
Wait. Regulatefloridacom.
Correct. /donate, you know, or you can just go to regulatefloridacom, hit the donate button. But, you know, let's face it. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky. We were the first brand in Florida. We were literally the first brand. We were around before any of the dispensaries. And I was at the right place, the right time, knew the right people, had the right genetics, the right experience. I had an incredible brand. I mean, thank you, Sunshine Cannabis. If I didn't have Sunshine Cannabis, you know, I don't know if I would be doing this. You know, I might be watching from the sidelines. I was very, very lucky. I feel like the universe put me here to be a part of this. You know, the stars have kind of aligned, so to speak. So, you know, I don't think that I would respect myself if I didn't put, you know, some of the money that we're making. I mean, we're not making like millions of dollars, but I mean, I'm making a couple $100,000, and I can put some of that into legalization, and it's just the right thing to do, you know. And I think that getting rid of prohibition here, obviously, people not getting arrested for cannabis, right? People being able to grow, it's only going to propel our industry as a whole forward, right? So nobody loses there, right? The people win, businesses ultimately win, right? I mean, right. It's a humanitarian thing to do, right? And will it hurt us? Will it hurt us? No, absolutely, positively not. Right. I don't think it'll hurt us in any way, shape, or form. Never. Zero. It only helps.
100%. Mike, tell us about release from jail. I see every other state doing it. What's going on with Florida? How come we can't get previously convicted criminals out from jail for medical marijuana or for marijuana in general? Tell us why Florida has not really taken charge in that effort yet.
You know, I still think we're still reeling in this state from a combination of the 80s mm-hmm. and all the drugs that were coming into this country. And then we had the pill mill issue not too long ago. And, you know, the people who are against this issue, and that's what they relate to. Oh, we're going to have this pill mills again with cannabis and stuff like that. They don't realize it's totally different.
Completely.
People aren't dying from cannabis. People aren't, you know, overdosing from cannabis. Right. It's absolutely opposite. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're working every day on it, trying to end this, but we need to get this passed in order to do it, or otherwise people are going to continue to get convicted, arrested, and thrown in jail for cannabis. And in Florida, we have some of the toughest laws in the country right now, especially with Oklahoma passing mm-hmm. and changing their laws. I mean, it's a year in jail. You can get up to a year in jail for under 20 grams of cannabis. 20 grams. That's not even an ounce. That's like, you know, three quarters. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And those limits have to change at a minimum if we can't get, you know, anything else done. But we just got to move straight to legalization. Stop this. Let law enforcement, you know, put their resources towards stopping violent crimes and mass shootings and things of that nature, and forget about the innocent people who are hanging out at their home, smoking a joint, relaxing.
And speaking of that, Mike, was there any consideration of including some sort of expungement language in this petition? And talk to us about those of back and forth.
Yeah, of course there is. And it goes back to the single subject issue. And it's something that, you know, I do a ton of. I'm involved with expungement clinics through my nonprofit foundation. My wife and I started to Can't Afford 20 Foundation. We've been graced. Trulieve has been one of our biggest donors to the Tucana Foundation. They pay the court cost and the cost for people to be able to do the expungements. And in Florida, it takes like a year to do it. You know, it's not like a quick process to be like, oh, I want to get a job. And if I just get this sealed or expunged, I can get a job in the cannabis industry. Okay, now wait a year. It's absolutely ridiculous. And as you saw, California, you know, numerous other states that have moved towards legalization are throwing out hundreds of thousands of people's records for cannabis. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And as we see right now with the employment issues going on, no one's working, people can't find people to get jobs. Companies as well across this country are dropping that drug testing requirement, or at least an exclusion for cannabis as a negative effect for people. So it's got to stop. We're going to continue to work on this expungement stuff. I can promise you that, you know, if it's not done through ballot initiative at some point, it is something that if and when I get into the legislature, it's something that I'm going to push and definitely introduce to get done.
Great. Can you give the name of that organization again that is handling the expungement work?
Yeah, it's Tucana 420 Foundation. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook and social media, you know, and we're a kind of quiet organization just working with different entities. We've done some feeding for the seniors at the beginning of COVID, and this is the third, fourth, or fifth expungement clinic we've done for people. We probably helped over, you know, a couple hundred people so far over the past couple of years. It's been awesome. Stories you hear about how a misdemeanor cannabis arrest prevents people from housing, jobs, or whatever. It's just amazing, actually, that so many people are, you know, have these collateral consequences from, you know, under 20 grams. And we're not even talking about felonies. That's even
God worse, forbid they're growing.
Under 20 grams. I mean,
God forbid they're growing.
This affects every facet of your life, definitely. Even funding financial aid for college, you know, it really puts you at a disservice before you get started in your career and life.
Absolutely.
Yes, it does.
But speaking of which, Michael, we want to hear a little bit more about your relationship with cannabis. How did it begin? Such a long track record in working with people with cannabis charges, things of that nature. Talk to us a little bit about why your interest in cannabis and how your law practice really has been focused on cannabis and marijuana.
So I got to say it starts at my childhood. I am Italian. I used to argue with everybody, and my family would say I was going to be a mafia lawyer. And so that got my interest and sparked my interest in law. And then I read Jack Herer's book. And if nobody has read The Emperor Wears No Clothes, I mean, read it. It is one of the best histories on the cannabis industry and hemp plant and why it was demonized, why it was villainized that I've ever read or seen. And then most people have seen, I say now, the movie American Made is made after this, the Nicaragua-Contra affair. I was an athlete and a jock, and I really wasn't a great student, but I liked politics even back then when I was in high school. And so I watched some of the CIA hearings in front of Congress on like C-SPAN at that time. I mean, we had like 6-7 channels, you know, there was no cable. And I remember, you know, and the same thing, these clips are in the movie American Made. And when I saw it, it brought me back, you know, because I remember seeing these CIA agents and these agents saying, yeah, we knew these drugs were coming into this country, but it was okay. Whoa. And so those two things really became a catalyst for me to move forward into this, you know, and to really create this and understanding that this is just wrong. It's just morally, you know, wrong for people to be able to do. And I am 100% not against anybody's individual rights. Individual rights, I think, are something that we are born with and something that we should have to do with ourselves. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about hurting anyone, harming anybody, or anything that you're influencing or potentially affecting another person. But what you're doing in yourself and your own body should be your choices. And so that hypocrisy kind of pushed me along. And honestly, ever since then, you know, my whole attitude and goal was to legalize cannabis. That's the reason why I became an attorney, because I knew it could, you know, get me into that. I could learn how to write the laws, how to understand the laws, and how to change the laws. And that was the most important thing. And then once I started, you know, in law school, I wrote all my papers on the cannabis industry. One of them was on the three different ways that we could legalize in Florida. Number one, the court system. And for the past 10 years, we have been filing motions to dismiss in all of our cannabis cases, basically saying it's unconstitutional. It should not be a Schedule I substance. This has been happening federally for the past few years. I've been filing criminal cases since 2009. Right. And Sue Sicily's petition just got kicked out. I don't know if anyone knew about that, but she had challenged in the rescheduling of it. They dismissed that because she didn't exhaust administrative remedies. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that focus. And then I also, number two, was the legislature. So that's my goal as well. And number three was ballot initiatives. So In my career, I've worked on all three of these, not the legislature yet. I've done some lobbying and advocacy towards them. But those are the three ways we can change it. And that's what I've been working on since I became an attorney in 2002. And I've been blessed to argue the medical necessity defense in this state and really across the country, which was rarely used when I started doing it in 2009. But it's something I've done in over probably 50 cases right now with some great success.
Great, great.
Tell us how patients and other consumers in Florida can access you and find you should they need your services. What's the best way to get in contact with your office?
Yeah, they can either go to our website, minardilaw.com, MINARDILAW.com, or they can call us at 833-MINARDI.
Perfect. Chris. We're going to jump right into it. I see online on the regulateflorida.com, the best way to sign up is you have to print out the actual petition, sign it, and mail it in. Is there any electronic way that we could help push this mission forward to, you know, I think people are a little bit more receptive if they're able to do it immediately as opposed to having to print it and find a stamp and mail it.
So we do have one electronic to get this done electronically.
Is that possible?
We have one electronic means to help. And that's donating online to the cost of getting petitions signed. That's what you could do electronically, is donate to Regulate Florida. As far as your signatures go, it's got to be a physical signature. This is not a
physical form.
This is not a change.org petition. You know, this is a real ballot initiative. This is a citizens initiative. So just like voting, right? There has to be a physical copy. Right. Now the good news is, the very first week of the campaign, actually the first day of the campaign, Kim Rivers the CEO of Trulli was immediately in contact with us. They got them printed out in all 91 locations. So as of right now, you can go to any one of their physical storefronts. You can sign it in the front lobby. You do not have to be a patient. Obviously, patients are signing. You know, I mean, from what I hear, like everybody's awesome. Signing it. But people who are not patients, you see a Trulli, stop in, go in the front lobby, go to the front desk.
Yeah, caretakers. often sign, accompany patients.
You know? And,
yeah.
And you can go to TrueLeave.com and there's a locations, you know, link. You can look at all the different TrueLeave locations. They're all over the state. There's actually another one opening this week, so they'll be at 92. You know, it's a great resource for us to gather a lot of signatures. And I've heard that, you know, some of the stores have literally like generated like 100 plus signatures in a day. So that adds up when you have, you know, over 90 locations. So the signatures are rolling in. I know Mike has piles. He sends us, you know, little pictures in our text message group with Karen Goldstein, who's not with us today, but she's the co-chair, right? The other most important person in this little triangle of legalization is Karen Goldstein. She is the head of Normal of Florida. She really needs no introduction. I mean, Karen is, I would say, the number one advocate in Florida, period. She's the number one cannabis advocate is Karen Goldstein. And, you know, we're in a text, so we all share information all day. You know, we're sharing ideas and, you know, we're connecting. And he sends us pictures. We just, Mike, the picture you sent yesterday with the big crates, he's got crates already full of, we just sent out a mailer, right? So my $100,000 initial donation, that helped pay in a large part for our direct mailers, which we're sending out to registered voters that went out actually in the mail. Some people are still getting them. You know, the U.S. mail service has been a little bit slow, but we sent out two petitions per mailer, you know, to try to kind of make things a little bit more efficient. And the cost of that.
Got it. That's great. So you can actually go into any TrueLeave. Got it. So you can go into any TrueLeave location, even if you're not a medical patient, to actually sign off on the petition of Regulate Florida, correct?
Correct.
That is absolutely correct. And hopefully by the end of the week, all the Rise stores will have us in there as well. And I am diligently working on every other MMTC to get them on board. There's no reason why they shouldn't be and support the patients and the people of Florida to be able to, you know, cultivate their own and find their own strain, really, because that's what this is about.
Absolutely. And talk a little bit about, we know this has not happened in the past. How can we make it happen for 2022? What are the real obstacles here based off of sort of the lessons learned previously?
So it's money and it's people, right? So we need money. We need as much as we can get. And this is just for the ballot initiative aspect, you know, so this is think about it. Make It Legal Florida spent about $8 million in 2000 to get on the 2020 ballot, just in collection of signatures. So money we need, or people, right? Volunteers. Because if every person, you know, we have 20 million people in Florida, 20 million, and all we need is a million signatures. That's it. You know, so it's really not a huge amount considering the population. So if everybody that's listening to your podcast can just download a petition or go get five of them from TrueLeave and get five of their friends to sign and bring them back. They can drop them off at the TrueLeave stores. That goes a long way to helping us out. And if you know anybody with donors, you know, give us some money, $4.20, $100, $500. It does not matter. Every dollar counts. And if we have those two things done, I guarantee you, we will continue. We will work tirelessly. Nobody in our board who's been working on this initiative and our prior one since really 2015, has gotten paid a dime, a penny
Nada.
For doing what we do. We all do this because we love this plant, we believe in this plant, and we know that this is the right thing to do for the people of Florida. So that's what people can do. But community, you know, all people have to do is get active. Just do it. Nike has the best
yes.
logo. You want something in life,
do it, baby.
Just do it. And that's what people have to do.
And 900,
just sign it.
Let me add
give
to that.
Give an update on how many actual signatures you have right now, and then how many more you need, and what's your deadline. And then, yes, Chris, please add.
Yep. On the signatures, I mean.
So we haven't started counting them yet?
We have a couple thousand already. There's a couple thousand. We definitely have. I would estimate probably something like 5,000 signatures. It's been overwhelmingly positive. We just launched this, right? This was just launched like 2 weeks ago. Right off the bat, I mean, the momentum has been faster and stronger and more positive than anything that I've ever been involved with. I mean, people are more excited about home grow than they were about, you know, medical. And I think that's a big key difference between our campaign, right, and say like the Make It Legal Florida, right? They had no home growth, so a lot of people didn't want to sign that one, and I don't blame them. I didn't sign it either, right? And I won't commit. I won't commit to a campaign or be a part of a campaign that doesn't have home grow, right? Because I believe that's a fundamental right. That's the great equalizer, and people have to have that access. Right? Mm-hmm. Not everybody can afford to go to a dispensary, right? Let's be honest, right? There are things in the way, right. Like money, right? Just absolutely. Like with our campaign, right? What's in the way from getting this done, right? If we had a huge mega mm-hmm. donor step up, like say John Morgan, say he watches this, right? Or he sees this on the internet, he's like, you know what? Those guys are doing a good thing. Wow, you know, that initiative, that's one of the most well-written ones I've ever read, right? Which a couple people have told us already. People were, you know, they maybe weren't that happy or thrilled with our previous one because it was too long, it was too complicated. We were trying to do too many things. And a lot of people had warned us, they're like, hey, that violates single subject. And we're like, no, we're going for it, you know? This time, it's cleaned up, it's streamlined, right? It's definitely, you know, in my opinion, we're very confident. Mike is wholly, I mean, 100% confident that it is single, you know, single subject. I mean, the court would have to get really, really creative, I think, and really come up with something out of thin air, you know, to kick this one out. So, you know, I think our biggest enemy is time, right? We've got about 3 months to get these signatures, which is absolutely positively enough time. But I believe that's our number one enemy right now is time.
Time, deadline. So you're saying 3 months. Give us an exact date in which these signatures have to be completed.
So we want them all in by the end of the year so that we can give them to the Division of Elections where they have 30 days each. And we have to give them to each Division of Elections in each county. And we have to pay each Division of Elections in each county to verify them for us as well. So that's more money that we have to pay to do this. So number one, you know, by the end of the year, but really by the end of the week, anybody who's listening to this can sign up. Download a petition today and sign it. Go into a Trulieve store. There's 91 throughout the state. And I'm hoping that if the Trulieve stores are, you know, really doing what they're doing, and I hear they are, the True Hosts are acting, if each one of those stores, you know, there's 90 stores, got just 50 signatures, and not even a day, but just 50 signatures each already, that's 4,500 signatures. And they've had them in their store for over a week. So if you say that they're getting 50 a day, that's, you know, and Chris said some of them maybe 100. So you're talking about we should have out there, you know, a lot more, you know, say, you know, 10, 20,000 at least in those stores right. potentially signed. And I've been getting stacks in the mail almost every day of people sending them in. So it's been absolutely awesome. Time, money, volunteers. Those are the three things that we need to get this lift done. And everybody in the state will be able to benefit from it, you know, even you know, whether or not it's because you're not getting arrested or just because law enforcement, you know, we'll be able to spend their time on more important things and protecting us.
Absolutely.
All.
And speaking of something that there was confusion previously, and you mentioned this, Chris, the Make It Legal petition was going around at the same time previously, and that confused a lot of people. This time around, is this the only petition out there?
It's the only active one. I mean, it's the only one with any funding. It's the only one with any momentum. It's the only one with any real backing. In my opinion, it's the only one that really actually has an opportunity to get on the ballot. You know, I'm a very realistic person. You know, people like me and respect me because there's no fluff. It's just straight facts, right? The fact of the matter is, this is the only one that really has a chance. And, you know, you got to put your money and your resources into something that has an opportunity to actually change the law and to affect people's lives, or you're wasting your time. You're spinning your wheels, you know, and I think sometimes ego and pride may prevent some other people from some other, you know, factions from getting involved. And they say, oh, no, well, we had ours. It was written, you know, 10 years ago, and it would have, you know, let everyone have a million plants and everyone would have had a license, you know, and it's like, hey, that sounds great. Right. I want that too. Right. I want my own license. Right. I want Chris's grow. I want my own big, you know, sunshine dispensaries. But the reality is we cannot accomplish all of that in one initiative. It's against Florida law. There is very strict, I mean, extremely strict laws. You can look this stuff up. I mean, you know, you can fact check us. There has to be a single subject. And if you try to write one where it affects different areas of you know, the Florida government. Right. And one is retail and, you know, and recreational sales and licensing. And then you try to put, you know, home grow, personal use. If you try to put that all under one roof, absolutely no way it's going to get on the ballot. So you waste time and you waste money, and then everyone's disappointed. We didn't do that, right? We said, hey, what's the most important thing? What is the absolute number one? And it was access. And the way that you get access to the most people is not by saying, hey, all these companies can sell more weed and make a whole bunch more money. The answer was home grow, right? Home grow and legalization, because that way, if you have cannabis, you're not going to get arrested anymore. If you're using cannabis, you're not going to get arrested anymore. If you're growing cannabis, you're not going to get arrested anymore, right? So think about that, changes everything. I mean, and in my opinion, it opens the floodgates for things like getting criminal convictions and histories, you know, expunged and getting people out of jail. You can't do that until the laws change, right? So, you know, we have to do things in the right order. If you want a bigger industry here, you want more opportunity, you want more licenses, we got to legalize it, right? And home grow is always going to be my first, you know, right, my first intent. So we were really faced with a decision as a board, and we went back and forth. And we're like, hey guys, you know, are we going to go for like changing laws about licensing and money? Or is this going to be a money thing, right? Or is this going to be a plant, you know, a plant-based petition? And there was no disagreement on that. Mike was like, we got to have home grow. I was like, we have to have home grow. I'm not putting no money into it, right? You ain't getting a penny for me unless there's home grow. And that's the problem with Make It Legal Florida. Right. They had no home grow. So,
yeah.
Which is why they ultimately failed, I believe.
You want to speak to that, Michael?
And their reason was because of the single subject issue. And so that was something, and I talked to and communicated with them a lot. And on the other petition thing, and realize, everyone has to realize, petitions are not a competition, right? We have 2-3 petitions for legalization, and they're all progressing this plant. It's not a competition, it's progress. And you know, people, absolutely, I do agree that we are in the best position to move forward. We have Sunshine on board. We have Trulieve on board. You know, hopefully we have the other MMTCs on board. We have Rise that's going to hold them in their dispensaries for us. So we do believe that we are in the best position to get this done. We have a great team that is dedicated 100% of our time to getting this done. I do encourage people, if they see any other petitions, sign them all 100%. It does not hurt. You know, unless one of them says, you know, under 20 grams or marijuana will forever be illegal and they can never pass a cannabis law or anything that is negative against it, you know, it doesn't hurt. And say we had 3 of them pass, right? And they're all different a little bit. Technically, the legislature or attorneys like me would say in court, if someone was arrested or prosecuted, the most liberal aspect of whichever one is passed is what would apply.
Right.
So there's no competition between these petition initiatives. Everyone should sign them all, or whichever ones they have, especially ours. And we have the money to do it. So that's why people should get behind us, because we have financial supporters. And unfortunately, money is how you get a ballot initiative on the ballot, or a petition on the ballot for the election. Unfortunately, that's it. Politics is money. And that's all it is. And that's what we need right now. Money, volunteers, or signatures. Because a signature to us costs at least $1.
Yeah.
At fair a minimum of $1. So every signature we get, we save $1. Yep. We save $1 on the election campaign. And then we can, or the ballot initiative gathering. And we can use that towards the fight that we're going to have when it gets on the ballot and it's approved by the Supreme Court, and whoever is no on to and drug-free America is attacking us like
got
crazy.
Which
they will.
That we're going to need a lot of money for that.
Yeah, I don't think they want people.
You know, as we saw, they will. Look at medical marijuana, right? They came out with the date rape drug ads.
Right.
They came out with date rape drug ads.
Yep.
You know, the new date rape drug with a marijuana cookie. Are you kidding me?
It's insane.
So that's the attacks that we have to, you know, make sure not only have funding to get on the ballot, but, you know, $5 million at least to be able to fight that campaign and make sure we pass legalization with 60% of the vote in 2022. And I'm ready to debate anyone in this state on this issue who wants to fight against it anywhere, anytime.
60% in 2022. Let's make it a reality. This is the bill to support Regulate Florida. It's going to get across the line. We're going to see legalization. We're going to see home grow in 2022. Last words, guys. Part of this Regulate Florida, part of this, what we talk about here in freeing the plant, and what this season about freeing the culture. Tell us how Regulate Florida is going to just do that, freeing the culture, making it sure that people can consume in peace.
Sure. Go ahead, Mike. Let me kick in my little part, because I know this is an area of expertise with Mike, because he keeps a lot of people out of jail. But let's face it, this plant being made illegal and the prohibition of cannabis, marijuana, ganja, it's rooted in racism. Let's call it what it is. It disproportionately affects other races, you know, minorities. People are thrown in jail. They're targeted. It's an easy way to take people away from their, you know, families and destroy their lives. And it's been a root of racism for decades. You know, Reefer Madness absolutely was rooted in racism. So I feel like every single time someone is arrested for the mere possession of cannabis, it's kind of like those tentacles of racism still affecting people. And it's under the guise of, you know, this plant being illegal, right? You're talking about something that comes from the earth, right? You're talking about something that was put here by a higher power, whether you believe in Mother Nature, right? God, you know, random chance in the universe, whatever it is. I believe in a little bit of it all, right? I believe in God. I believe in a creator. I believe in mystical powers, energies. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the universe put us here, right? All the things that have happened in my life, the good, the bad, right? Same with Mike. You know, it put us here to help change these laws. And I think that when you finally get this plant legal, right, and you don't have people being targeted because of, you know, their choice to relax or to enjoy themselves at a music festival, right? You know, I listen to a lot of reggae, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up in South Florida. I mean, I'm multicultural. I grew up, you know, listening to a lot of hip hop. I also listen to a lot of hardcore rock and roll and metal. You know, I mean, I listen to a lot of different music, but what I see across all cultures is people using cannabis, right? But you know what I've seen more of at hip hop shows and reggae concerts, right? Growing up, I saw black people getting arrested for marijuana. That's just the reality. When I was up in the VIP in the front row, you know, at the big, you know, mm-hmm. Sound Advice Amphitheater and Coral Sky, whatever, they change the name every couple of years. I didn't see the people up in the front row smoking the joint getting arrested. That's the reality. That's me keeping it a buck. This prohibition, keeping the plant illegal, has allowed law enforcement to target minorities, and they are disproportionately affected by this. And that's one way to improve our culture and our society and kind of even things out a little bit, right? Which I know who doesn't want that these days, right? We're in 2021. It's going to be 2022. I don't know anyone. I don't associate with anyone who judges people by the color of their skin, but we still have law enforcement targeting minorities because it's easy to pick people off for marijuana. It's easy to pull people over and smell something in a car, right? And hey, you know, hey, we don't like these people, right? Let's see if they have any pot on them. Let's throw them in jail, right? So I think that, you know, this represents something more than just having a plant, right, or getting high. That's not what this is really about. I mean, there's much more important societal issues that are affected by this, and keeping people out of prison and keeping their lives from being destroyed.
Agreed.
You know, destroyed. That's a big one, and that really helps our society and our culture as a whole, and gives us just a better place to live and makes this a better world. Definitely will make this a better Florida. And in my closing words, you know, we need a hero. We need someone to step up. I'm playing my role the best I can. I'm giving what I can, right? I wish I could write a check and pay for it all. I'm not in that position yet. I hope to be one day, but we need someone to step up. If you want your name stamped on history and you want to make all these positive changes and free the plant and, get rid of, you know, the prohibition of marijuana in Florida, you want to make this legal and you want to give everybody this, what I believe is a God-given right and to do the right thing, get involved. Make the contribution. You know, we're getting $10 donations. We're getting $20 donations. Yeah, let's see the $1 million donation. Let's see someone give us a blank check. I mean, you know, you are only going to be judged by what you do in your life, and you can't take it with you. So use it to make change. You know, you can affect millions of people's lives.
You can change
millions of lives.
Let's make a name for yourself.
That's right.
Let's get a name for yourself. Chris Sunshine, 150K. You heard it here. Someone needs to top that, right?
There's
so
a lot of people out there with a lot more
donor.
We're
looking for someone to make history. We want to be. So, Michael, send us off, close us off. What are your thoughts on Free the Culture? You've been at this. You've been fighting for people's rights. Tell us.
You know, this is a great culture. And when you deal with and you do events in the cannabis community, people come together, they help each other. The end of prohibition is the end of oppression. Oppression about people who've been using cannabis in their homes for so many years that are afraid to speak out about it. The oppression of people of color, of anyone who is traveling down a street and walking or on a bike and getting arrested because of the odor of cannabis. This ends the really tyranny really on people's choices in life and their medical choices. You know, people should be able to grow this not only for therapeutic reasons, the cultivation of it for medical purposes, but also for the end plants as well. And we will continue to fight. And now through Regulate Florida, and if not, I'm running for office, House District 59 for 2022 as well, so I can bring these same principles to the legislature as a Republican, because I do believe in individual rights. And I do believe the Republican Party should as well. Just like we are doing with COVID right now, people should have a choice on a vaccine. People should have a choice on a mask. You know, make individual choices and allow people to live and not harm others. That is the most important thing, right? Not harming other people. And that's what we have to stop. We have to end the violence in this country. And this thing like cannabis or even psychedelics, which we're seeing now, is such a benefit for mental health issues. And mental health is probably the most important thing for all humans. And this is a plant that can help them. And we really need to get this done. We need donors. RegulateFlorida.com. Please donate. You can contact me at my office, 833-MINORITY. You can look me up and find me and email me. Just get in touch. Let me know what you can do to help. Money, volunteers, time, treasures, and talents. That's what we need from people. You know, so people can get it done. We need to get it done. And the only way we'll do it is action, not inaction. It's not waiting till tomorrow, not waiting till next week, but do it today. Get it done. And we'll be freeing the plant and the culture and the festivals and the community that we will build as a result of it will last forever, generations to come. We are making Florida a better place. We are helping our children. We are helping, you know, generations forever. We're going to continue to then bring more people into this state. There's like 1,000 people a day coming to Florida because Florida is great. And we are going to make Florida
great. Great. 900,000 signatures, 3 months. Let's get it done. Donations. Let's get the MMTCs involved. The big donors, 150K by Chris Sunshine. We appreciate you, Dr. Lynn.
Awesome. Amazing, amazing last minute quotes and really action and call to action for everyone watching. And everyone has an opportunity, whether it's on the volunteer level, the financial donation level, promotion, everyone has an opportunity to get involved in Regulate Florida. It's been a pleasure speaking with both of you. And thank you for sharing all this dropping news today.
Blessings.
Thank you, blessings. Gentlemen. We appreciate you as always.
It's our pleasure.
Vote with your dollars.
We can't do it without outlets like you being willing to cover it and spread the news so people know about it, because to reach that million people, we need as many people involved, sharing, liking, and spreading as possible. And then we can do it. And, you know, the money can be used towards, you know, fighting to make sure we pass it. But everyone's got to get involved and do their part. That's all it's about.
Absolutely.
Again, we appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Free the plant, Florida.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, this is Leaf Style. Free the plant, free the culture.
You got it.
This is Leaf Style, education, culture, and cannabis collides. Thank you, Mr. Michael Minority. Thank you, Chris Sunshine. Thank you, Dr. Lynn. We're signing off.